AP News, I'm Tim McGuire.
Nothing seems real, like, no.
Tracy Howard, sitting on the same porch where his wife, Nicole Connors, was shot and killed in their Raleigh, North Carolina neighborhood. He described what he saw when he got home yesterday evening.
I pulled up and seen my friends laying, my friend laying on the ground from across the street, and then I seen my wife and a dog up here.
Four other people, including a 16-year-old, were also killed, and two more were wounded in the shooting that started in the neighborhood and then went to a popular nature walk behind the houses. Howard says a teenager two doors down was the shooter.
I just can't believe it. Just can't believe it was him, especially 15-year-old with a shotgun.
The teen is in custody and critical condition. Police are not saying how he was injured. In a speech to the International Monetary Fund, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says President Biden and the administration are taking steps to ease the pain of inflation.
It can take time to see the impact of these actions, but we know that they have and will continue to make a meaningful difference.
The government says retail sales were unchanged in September from August as rising prices for rent and food chipped away at the money available for other things. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 403 points. The S&P fell 86. Russian President Vladimir Putin expects his troop mobilization for combat in Ukraine to end in about 2 weeks. That would allow him to end the unpopular and chaotic call-up meant to counter Ukrainian battlefield gains and solidify his illegal annexation of Ukrainian territory. Senior U.S. officials tell the AP the Defense Department has gotten a request from SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk to take over funding for his satellite network that has provided crucial battlefield communications for Ukrainian military forces during the war with Russia. This is AP News. Scottish actor Robbie Coltrane has died at 72. No cause of death is given. Ed Donahue has this.
Robbie Coltrane played a tough crime-solving psychologist on the TV series Cracker, but he's best known in movies as
Rubeus Hagrid, keeper of keys and grounds at Hogwarts.
Hagrid was the first to tell Harry Potter,
"You're a wizard, Harry."
Hagrid is supposed to be 8 feet tall in the Harry Potter movies. In a 2004 interview, Robbie Coltrane talked about advice he got from author J.K. Rowling.
She said, "Imagine a West Country Hell's Angel who comes into the pub and everybody parts like the Red Sea. And when he gets to the bar, he discusses the flowers in his garden with the barman."
He also played the bad guy in two James Bond movies. His agent says Robbie Coltrane died at a hospital in Scotland.
A United Airlines flight from Chicago to Miami had to return to Chicago O'Hare today when the aircraft struck a bird shortly after takeoff. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.